You were at the zoo during the week. I believe you bumped into Richard Collins.
Well, not physically, but I did meet him in the Meerkat restaurant. And I had my grandson and my husband, and they were rushing off to gaze at the meerkats. And Richard was looking for his son and the visitors the son had brought. And everybody was mitred. But we weren't too mitred. We were able to talk to each other. I had a great chat with him. It was great to see him again.
Are you a fan of meerkats, Rich?
I am indeed, and the media has done great work for the little meerkat. The meerkat was completely unknown until that famous documentary by David Attenborough, Meerkats United. After that, the meerkat's profile was extraordinary. It's a marvellous example of what public relations can do. It really is. It's a beautiful little animal and a curious little animal. It's a little mongoose. I'm sure everybody knows it. Anyone who's been to the zoo, so I don't have to describe it. But it is a marvellous little animal, a most interesting little animal, very humanoid. That binocular vision, that upright stance, that constant vigilance, and it's lovely.
You think it was David Attenborough that made them famous and not the ad for insurance that's constantly on the television, Rich?
But was that there before the famous programme, Meerkats United?
Well, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I think the meerkat came first, this little mongoose of the deserts of southern Africa. I mean, nobody had come across it much. It's the kind of place I've been there in these deserts, and I looked for meerkats. I must admit, I never found them, but that's because I wasn't there long enough and wasn't good enough to find them. But anyway, that sort of place doesn't impinge on world consciousness much until somebody like David Attenborough comes along and makes a programme about an endearing little animal there. I mean, the Sidewinder snake is there, a very interesting animal, and there are various beetles and things that trap the dew in the morning and that kind of thing. But the meerkat scored. He's now a celebrity.
Niall.
I think it is that human-like appearance that they have, the way that they'll stand up on their back legs or on their haunches at least, and they have that very expressive, cute-looking face. They live in social groups. The little young are so cute as well, and they seem to have these wonderful family relationships. And I think it is, yeah, I think that people fell in love with them because of David Attenborough. And
but having it in a restaurant in the zoo, I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, the thing is, I remember once, I've seen them in the restaurant there in Dublin Zoo or in the outside of the window of it, and it is fantastic to get up close and personal with them like that. But I had an even closer experience once. I remember being in the city of Seoul in South Korea, and they had a meerkat cafe there where you can go in and you have your tea and coffee and muffins, whatever you want, but they literally have meerkats just running around and they can climb on people.
Serving you?
Not serving you. They're kind of doing their own thing, and they have sort of maybe a sort of slightly healthy disdain for people. You know, they weren't frightened by people, but they wouldn't necessarily give them much at the time of day. But if you had a little cricket or something in your hand, they'd run up and take it.
They wouldn't want a bit of your bun. They knew not to eat.
No, they seem to be mainly meat.
And also, I mean, when you're in the zoo, they all go underground a lot, and you only some of them up. So in the restaurant in Seoul, was there holes for them to go underground, or was they up there?
Yes, as far as I could see, they did have little tunnels, and they had also little cloth runs and towels and things that they would go underneath. It was interesting to see it. So obviously it's a bit of a tourist trap, tourist attraction. I find that strange, actually, in some parts of East Asia, like also in, you know, Korea and also in Japan, you have these pet cafes. Started with, I think, cat cafes in Japan, and then there's owl cafes. People have this, people looking for a connection with animals and with nature. And I know in Japan, at least, because traditionally in Tokyo, the apartments where people live are so small, they don't have room for pet. So a lot of people, their only interaction with animals is through these cafes.
But some are more equal than others. There's places in Ireland getting closed down because the things running around aren't cute little meerkats.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
There are other four-legged creatures instead which are not so welcome. So, but I mean, surely the hygiene problems are the same. Well, I know rats are worse than meerkats, but still they're all animals, and they may or may not excrete, they may or may not have germs attached to them, they may or may not urinate. I don't know whether I'd want a meerkat running around my restaurant, thank you very much.
I'm not sure if it'd be legal here in Ireland. I suppose that if you're going to this meerkat cafe in Korea, you know what you're getting yourself in for. You're kind of signing up or consenting to it, I guess. One of the things I love about meerkats too, it's the name. Like, as Richard mentioned, they're in the mongoose family, even though they look more endearing than many of the other mongooses would be, more human-like. But the name is brilliant. It comes, I believe, from the Afrikaans. When European settlers were first in southern Africa, they saw these creatures and they're wondering, what on earth are these? And they look more cat than dog. And in Afrikaans, meerkat als hund. So that's where meerkat.
But it's not spelled C-A-T, it's K-A-T.
K-A-T.
Yeah. So N-E-E-R-K-A-T. Yeah.
And of course, in Dublin Zoo, the meerkats are completely separate from the restaurant. There's a huge big glass wall, so there's no question of them being in the restaurant in case somebody listening hasn't actually been there to see it. But the children do love it, and they love it. Yeah, they do. It's great.
But gorgeous little animals. I'm not surprised they're so popular. But I think, as you said, Derek, I think it is that insurance ad.
Yeah, I've just checked. Meerkats United, which Richard mentioned, David Attenborough's documentary, was made in 1994. But 2009 was when the Meerkat ads for insurance first aired.
They have Russian accents in it for some reason, which is baffling too.
But do meerkats not have Russian accents?